So I'm very happy to be here, and at the same time that I can see a lot of young Westerner students and showing special interest in Buddha Dharma, and not only that, you put so much special effort to come here, this part of the world is a little messy somewhere, but somewhere you can get a lot of good teachers, teachings. So I always think that, I think the core of Buddhist teaching, if we, like people like you, study and practice and can preserve our authentic teaching, and not only that, at the same time, the individual person transformed by the Dharma, not only the as a vessel holding. There's a two way of transmitting the Buddha's teaching. One is like a cup and it holds the tea. But then cup and tea is two different things. So cup is cup, tea is tea. So I my hope is the cup become the tea and then can transmit Buddha Dharma. So it's been always happened like that from India to Tibet and until now. So it calls transmission of realization, transmission of realization, not transmission of just mere knowledge. So if we can do that, then I think it's a great benefit for the all sentient beings. In my own experience, at the beginning when I went to the West, and I didn't see Dharma is not that important to the West. I thought, why they're interesting in Dharma, but they have everything. Their life is much better than us here. So why they're coming to seek teaching from like a Lama like me coming from the village, so high sophisticated country, and you're trying to get some teaching from us? At the beginning it's a little bit like odd, and now after 15 and 16 years, I think you really need it. Really, really. It's not really a joke, really need it, because, you know, there's nothing. It's because of, I think, modern civilization, or based on democracy and freedom. So nothing here has become completely empty, and so-called is a free of choice. So any outer circumstance comes into you, your mind sort of ready to jump or accept, which is one way is very good, because you might not hold on your old wrong tradition. But another way, there's no end from the outside. So if you don't have something really healthy based on peace, love, and compassion, if you don't have as a human value, as His Holiness always say, without this, I think life is really plastic. Western life, I'm sorry, is really, really plastic. So I can see more and more. So I think if you study, practice, and I always mention in the Buddha Dharma, there's a less, becoming a fanatic. Because of the love and compassion is one pillar. Another one is thoroughly investigated. Another is trust. But trust or devotion is not coming out of investigation or moral issue, love and compassion. So these things come together, then there's no much risk, no danger. So you almost can close your eyes, you can jump. But only faith, then there's some problem. So if you really become a good practitioner, if you really study hard, I think you will end up like a Milarepa. I call Milarepa is the most fanatic practitioner of Tibetan Buddhism. But nice, you know. There's no, it didn't harm anything. Completely transform whole his life, jump into the meditate. So I think, so there's no much danger practicing Buddha Dharma, because Buddha completely, what do you call, you know, give permission to check his teaching. You investigate based on common sense, and you can choose your path. And after that, that common sense is make sure it doesn't clash with the basic moral. And then you can have a trust and compassion. So I think it's very, I'm a Buddhist, I'm not saying because I'm Buddhist, but it's a very safe religion. So I'm really happy that you dedicate full time your life into practice, so you don't need to worry, oh, this part maybe is right, maybe not right. I'm sure you will have this kind of thinking sometimes. Oh, there's so many spiritual, so many things, how do I know this one is right and wrong? Maybe I make a wrong choice, maybe this is not so good, maybe something else. So all this become the hindrance for the study and practice for the Westerner practitioner, because you have the basic mind of, you know, freedom. Then you can, so it's very easy to influence from outside, more than Asian practitioners. So if you have always, I think Sogyal Rinpoche is the best teacher, always there, so you can bring together. If he's not there, then some other influence come, you might go like this. So I always say, if you don't have some kind of backbone, then the person become like a Tibetan prayer flag. Tibetan prayer flag, wherever wind comes, it blows that way. There's no wind, it flop. So a Westerner mind always looking some inspiration from outside, from condition. You are very, what do you call, depend on condition. So all the good condition, then you really inspire practice or study. There's a little bit difficult, funny, some kind of not easy, and you lost the inspiration, motivation. So that way is very difficult. I think I see many of Westerners, practitioners, has this hindrance in the mind. Do you understand? Yeah. So watch around that a little bit. So where the first thing is, I think Buddha Dharma is very safe. The most you practice, you end up like a Milarepa. But that not harming anyone. It's safe pollution also. He stay in the mountain, he's not driving. By staying in the cave, meditate, actually you're contributing to the humanity also. And then, of course, completely transform. And nowadays also, like, if you practice really authentically, you end up like Kenzen Rinpoche. Do you mind? You end up like Nyoju Ken Rinpoche. It's okay, no? So just think those teachers' moral in your mind and just dedicate to the practice. If you have a basic good circumstance, but sometimes you have a like normal, you have to check your money, family, relationship, love, whatever. So those things are quite okay. You figure out somehow. Then the only thing is ringing in your mind, oh, maybe this is the wrong path, maybe this is the right path. You don't worry about that. So just follow for some years, and until you become something. This is one thing. And the second thing is, Westerner mind always has, when I do this something, I'll become something. It's very strong, no? Which we don't have that. We have that. We don't have, that's why we are also problem. But if you have always, oh, I'm practicing, I'm standing, this and that, and one day I become like that, then it's a little bit too much goal-oriented. Too much goal-oriented, also not so good. So I think I'll try my best. I'm practicing, studying. I would like to transform. I would like to become a beautiful person, magnificent person. I want to help sentient beings through my radiation, not through my degree. I think that we need. Everyone in the world looking for someone who is like a, same like His Holiness. Really, whoever I talk, even the gangsters, really, they like beautiful, compassionate, honest person somehow. But we cannot find that so much. Really. So if you can really, I want to transform myself. Really, all the negative things go away. All the beautiful, basic nature come up. So I become the Dharma. I'm being with this. I don't mind. I do this, I don't do this. I think if I become the Dharma, I will do the Dharma things. So I think on that area. Then it's become like cool down, all the like boiling things. I want to do this, I want to do this, like, you know, become Lung. You know, yeah, Lung very well. So when you are studying, you have a very high Lung. So the medicine is, there's nobody, I'm nothing. I'm not hold on my social eye, you know that. Eh? So I come back to my mere eye. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. I'm okay. Sort of like come like sort of tied up all this sort of release, and come back to the basic mere eye with the love and compassion, and stay there for a while. If I don't become something, I don't know. Maybe Sojourner Mujhe might not agree with me this. So. I think he has very high expectation of you, no? great Lozawa will come from Parping. But sometimes you're thinking that area too much, it become more tight. Whole nervous system, the brain, the lung, everything tight, you cannot study. So time to time the medicine is just, I usually call breakthrough without breaking down. Breakthrough without breaking down. Just like that. Completely like, you can sleep for a while sometime. There's no me, there's nothing, okay. I studied good also, okay. I studied bad also, okay. I don't hold on my translator social eye. I'm really let it go. And then for a while there, then come back. And then study. And one thing is like that. And another thing is when you want to study, you like to meditate. When you like to meditate, you like to study. This is a common problem between meditator and study students. And time to time, I think, you know, come back to your senses, your subtle body, your belly, and then just completely let it go. Because when you study, the mind or nerve become very tight, no, sometimes? Because you're focusing on the object. You're trying to figure out somebody's business. What is Sharvagan are doing? What is the Bodhisattva are doing? Sometimes nothing to do with me. Quite often it's like that. No? You're checking somebody's realization. This realization and that realization, who's the highest? And where is the borderline? So you figure that all this is very tight sometimes. So you go very far away, like going from the first bhumi up to the 11th bhumi. But from your experiencing, might be none of that bhumi have. So you feel upset. Oh, I know all these things, but I'm a nothing. And then you go back to your old habitual pattern, psychological pattern. So make sure your psychological things and the somebody's business from the all the bhumis and your knowledge sort of bring together, but you might not get there. So you always come back to the mere eye with the five senses, mere eye. And then just start from very, like, zero almost. Always start from zero. So let it go, nothing. For a while there, then study, I think is very helpful. So if you become a great practitioner plus good translator, then it is very helpful. But just merely holding the cup, you become the cup, the tea is separate from the cup, no use. I think modern education is a little bit like that, no? So Buddhist education actually is called the personal transformation. When you transform that, and then anything come out of that is the activity. So I think that is, you always check me studying or me transforming. So I'm sure when you study, there's a me that I'm going to study, and I like to know, and I would like to have all the information correctly, and I like to put all this right thing here and there, but the me is still same. Sometimes the me gets worse after you finish study. So that will not help Buddha Dharma. I don't think so. Sogyal Rinpoche's vision is that. And that is no use at all, really. And nowadays people are very, very smart. They know whether you transform or not, whether you talk so good but you are horrible. Sorry. Horrible. Like nothing. You don't have all like table court. You're playing the table court that what you learn from somebody. But you is even worse. Because you might build up some arrogant around that. Oh, I know this, I know that. Oh, this is wrong, this is right. So slowly you build up another layer of arrogant around your study. So that is completely useless. So Shetta has this problem, not transforming the personal. Me is there, and I'm the cup, so I put all the things inside. So tea is still tea, end of the study, cup is cup. So come back to the simplicity, simple things like, when I study, some point I lost the simple beauty of Dharma. I'm sure you will have like this, because you caught up with so much high terminology and explanation, and with the philosophy, debate, sophisticated things, and you lost, like, I think sometimes Buddha Dharma is very, very simple. It's like a Zen, almost like, you know, last year I went to Kyoto, went to the one Zen monastery. Really, I was wept, because so much things in Japan, like modern things in the some other cities. And one day we went to the old Zen monastery. Soon as we enter in, there's no plastic at all. wood, stone, tree, water. And all the nails are also wood. And very simple, one nice monastery and one nice Buddha, the Japanese seat, and perfect wind, waterfall. And the beautiful is the tree has full freedom to grow. This way, I will make art out of that. A tree grow like that, they make beautiful out of that. It's not like a Singapore, you should grow this way. They also tame the tree this way. Singapore is different than Japan. So it's very, so I stay there for a while. I see the beauty, simplicity, beauty in the simple. Tibetan Dharma is the beauty from the complex. There's a beauty, but a lot of complex. So if you don't find the beauty within the complex, you will have a problem. You know, when you go to Tibetan monastery, so many things. But when you look all around, somewhere here and there, outer, inner, innermost, is very simple. Outer, no, inner is a little complicated, and external is more complicated, more gross. So you have to see through outer, inner, innermost. So if you lost the innermost, when you study, outer and inner, mainly from outer, then I think you will really frustrate it inside because you don't know where to come home. Theravadin home is different, yeah, and Shravaka home is different, and what else? Madhyamika, in the Madhyamika, Chitta mantra, they all talk little different home, but if you go all together, there's a common thing there. So if you find that, and that common with your own experience, put things together, sort of stay there as a practice. And it's very helpful. Otherwise, you will lose completely. Because you come here from a special purpose. And of course, whole Rigpa Sangha also have expectation that you will come with something. Of course, Rinpoches also have that wish. And you also, because of all these things, I think you have very heavy luggage carrying. And this too much heavy luggage, goal-oriented, whether it will help you to study more or it will make more heavy and dull. I don't know. In Tibetan society, we need more push because they are like this. And you, like this, if you push more, then you become like this. So see, where are you? So I think time to time, breathe out, breathe in. I'm nobody, I'm no translator, I'm nothing, I'm a normal human being. Stay for a while with all of this out, then come back. Otherwise you have too much tightness, thinking always in the mind, it becomes an undercurrent thought. You know, CNA, there's an undercurrent thought. Oh, I'm studying, I have to be a good translator. And this, so that all these small things have become like talking to yourself, and then you lost the really focus, real vision. Really, time to time, just drop everything. Just drop, hold yourself, nothing, no nation, no, even drop, I'm a yogi or yogini, practitioner, not just go back into the basic space. Just like, breathe out like this. Don't breathe in, forever. Let ego die for a while. You can sleep for a while and also go back. Make sure there's no table behind. Really, it's kind of medicine. Time to time you need that. Then come back, normal, and study. If we eat good food, but time to time we have to wash our teeth, no? Mm-hmm. So something like that, we have to release the tension. The long thought, so completely let it go.